Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. I welcome you to the broadcast today, and I praise God that you were able to spend these next few minutes with me as we continue on in a message, Children of the Promise. And we've been looking at passages in the book of Galatians where Paul is specifically addressing a spiritual condition of the Galatian church, and not only them, but throughout the centuries down to our present time. His words are timely and important and significant for every believer to understand the work that Christ has done. They were trying to mix the old with the new. They were trying to enter into the fullness of the new covenant, and yet bringing with them the legalistic practices of the old, which had been done away with. Jesus had fulfilled the law. And so they were sort of going backward from where they started from. He said, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" And we've been looking at the period of time in Abraham and Sarah's life when they were waiting for the child of promise that God had spoken clearly would happen. But time passed, and just like in our lives, you may have been promised something by the Lord. You feel in your spirit something really very strong and a firm conviction that this is God's will, that that's what He wants, and yet the promise doesn't, it just seems to be ephemeral. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't come into reality. And that's why Abraham was and is an example to us that we have to hold on in faith, just like he did. In fact, God wanted to show his supernatural power in Abraham's life as well as in our own. We have to come to a place when it becomes impossible to us to accomplish it, and then you know what? It's clearly God. If it happens, it's God. And that's exactly what God did in Abraham and Sarah's life. He waited till they were well past the age of bearing children. And nonetheless, you see, well, the problem was, you see, as they were getting tired and discouraged in waiting, Sarah came up with this bright idea that, hey, which was, you know, not an unusual custom in that day. She had a bondservant by the name of Hagar, an Egyptian, and she suggested to Abraham that she would bear one of his children. And so Abraham was certainly complied, and indeed a son was born by the name of Ishmael. Well, the problem with that, it was the start of nothing but problems. There are two people groups in the Middle East today, and all the turmoil and all the trouble that we have seen in that area of the world for so long as a result of Abraham and Sarah's mistake. They were not willing to wait on God. And yet, God is a gracious God. Hear what the Lord said in Genesis, the 21st chapter. And I'm going to start reading at verse 9. "And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham," this is Sarah speaking, "cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac." And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. I mean, at that time he was, what, 13 years old or something like that? And he was heartbroken because this boy was his son. And listen what the Lord says. God said unto Abraham, "Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice. For in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And then he goes on to say, and also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. In other words, descendants were promised, which was, of course, a great encouragement, because they were being sent off with very few provisions into the wilderness of Paran, where they lived. And God supernaturally brought a well of water to them when Hagar cried out to God and said, don't let me see her son's death. And so God certainly provided. He's a God of mercy and compassion, even when we blow it, saints. But the application I've been wanting to make is to our own personal lives today, as well as to what we see happening in the church world. How like so many church people, Christians, who want to help God bring about their growth, their victory, when God says, wait for the promise, yield to me, and I will make you what I want you to be. So, beloved, it's not in doing, it's not in accumulating a bunch of good works, it's not in any kind of legalistic religious format or system, but it's simply surrendering and yielding our heart, our mind, our lives to the Lord. When we come to Jesus, when we come to the Lord and we ask for salvation, our spirit is immediately born again, and he becomes our Savior. But beloved, there is another step. It's the empowering of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, that empowering that Jesus spoke to his disciples to tarry at Jerusalem until they see the promise of the Father, until they receive that empowering that he had been speaking about when he appeared to them. He said, don't leave. This is something you are going to need. And unlike what a lot of, in fact, I've been listening to some old tapes of Brother Glass, and he was saying, there are preachers today, they just don't, you know, they believe now that we have a complete Bible, we don't need miracles, we don't need signs, we don't need the kinds of activity that characterized the early church. In fact, I have a wonderful study Bible, excellent, brilliant man, beautiful, and that's exactly his position. I'm reading it today, that basically we have the completed Word of God, and so miracles basically and the fullness of the fivefold ministry have really passed away, because that which is perfect, the Word of God, has come. Well, beloved, it does say in Ephesians, fivefold ministry was given so we could all come into the unity of the faith, which has not happened yet, have you noticed, and into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ Jesus. We ain't there yet, so I guess we still need those fivefold ministry offices. They've not passed away. But there are many in the church world that are camped in man's reasoning and in man's logic, and they're trying to serve God. They're trying to tailor Christianity to fit their version of it. Beloved, he who began a good work in you, he's faithful to complete it. It's not going to be your efforts. It's not going to be your self-sacrifice. There are times he might ask you to do it, but I'm talking about your motive. Are you willing to make Jesus Lord of your life, Lord and King? Beloved, a time is coming when every knee will bow. The most unrepentant, miserable, reprobate person on the face of the earth, their knee is going to bow, their tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Praise God. And so, rebellion, stubbornness isn't going to make it. Our way is not going to make it. Abraham and Sarah, their marvelous idea about having offspring through the Egyptian woman, that wasn't going to make it. It was going to be the child of the promise. And God used miraculous circumstances. He waited till it was impossible in the natural. And nonetheless, God brought forth what he desired. He brought forth Isaac, the very son of promise. And beloved, we are the children of promise. We have to understand that God has anointed us. He's provided for us. He's given unto us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Beloved, God has so much for us. And my heart just aches, because even as long as I've served the Lord, I'm beginning to get a fuller and fuller understanding and revelation of what God wants to accomplish. Don't you understand, beloved? He wants to make you so filled with the Spirit so filled with wisdom and understanding and a knowledge of His Word that you will be literally, veritably, a true ambassador of the living God. You won't be speaking your words. You'll be speaking the Word of the Lord. He will anoint you. He will give you understanding. For the Word of the Lord would say, my beloved, now is the time. Yea, listen to the Spirit of the Lord, says your God. Hear the fact that I am drawing you irresistibly into a deeper and more surrendered life in your Lord. I am calling you into a higher place. I am bringing you, yea, even a deeper depth to understand the revelation and the mysteries that have been hid from the ages. There is now a full revelation that I desire to bring to my church. I began with my Apostle Paul as he penned immortal words in the pages of the Bible so that you would have a foretaste, a vision of what God has for you as you're as a beloved child of the Lord. Without a vision, the people perish. And as it is written, so beloved, I want you to get a vision of who you are in Christ, walking in liberty, walking in freedom, walking in authority, not bound by the restrictions and the hindrances of the enemy. If you will believe, says the Lord, and if you will surrender, and if you will consecrate yourself to me anew and afresh, I will do this work, and you shall rejoice as you see the fullness of the Spirit operating in your life, and you shall give me praise. Your joy shall be to overflowing, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you, Lord, for your promises that you will do this. You will accomplish your good pleasure. You will bring forth the manifested sons and daughters of God in these final hours of these closing moments of time. To you, O Lord, belongs the glory. Amen and amen. Well, I could go on for an hour, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. I do invite you to write. You may have areas that you're struggling with, but God wants to see you delivered and set free. There's power in agreeing prayer. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. I invite you to write. Send that email. I will confirm receipt and then send back to you by correspondence. The Correspondence Ministry by mail, what God has, which I know will bless your heart. God bless you for your prayers. I pray for you every day, radio family, UCM partners. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,